House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is February 25, 2016, the 14th day of the session. The current deadline that is in front of us is tomorrow, Friday, last day for bills to be reported out of committee. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker, here. Baldwin, present. Barlow, here. Berger, Blackburn, here. Blake, here. Burkhart, excused, Bird, here. Campbell, here. Kennedy, here. Clem, here. Connolly, here. Connolly, excused, Dayton, here. Edmonds, here. Edwards, here. Eklund, excused. Escobel. Freeman. Freeman. Freeman excused. Gay. Greer. Greer excused. Halverson. Harshman. Harshman excused. Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparik. Kinner. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan, here. Lindholm, here. Lockhart, here. Laux, here. Madden, here. McKim, here. Miller, here. Moniz, excused, Nicholas, here. Nicholas, excused, Northrup, here. Paxton, here. Pelkey, here. Petroff, here. Pieperinen, excused, Pinnell, here. Reeder, here. Schwartz, here. Summers, here. Steinmetz, Stubson, excused, Throne, Walters, here. Wilson, here. Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, here. Mr. Speaker, here. Berger, here. Eklund, Pieperinen, 52 present, 8 excused.
The prayer of the day is offered by the Reverend Dr. Danny Mays, representing First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ.
Please pray with me. For this day, O God, we give you thanks for the opportunity to do important work and serve your people. We give you thanks. Keep us mindful of our role as servants of this state and of its people. When the road in front of us looks difficult or the way dark and unclear, O God, illuminate our path and show us the way forward. All these things we pray, asking for a hearing. Amen.
Can I be speaker? I'll just get up in there.
Chairman Swanser Dan.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Speaker. I have two privileges of the floor, if that's okay. First, many of you got an email from me and got an invitation 3 weeks ago to the Youth Challenge Wyoming Cowboy Challenge Academy event next Monday evening at the Terry Bison Ranch. Even though the RSVP date has passed, if anybody really wants to go still, please come see me and I will make sure to get you on the list. If you've never been to the Terry Bison Ranch, it's kind of an exciting time. Hopefully, if we pass a bill on third reading today, the governor will be signing it there. So definitely look forward to that event. Second, Class 27, or half of Class 27 for the Wyoming Cowboy Challenge Academy is here visiting us today. No relation that the bill's on third reading. That's just serendipitous. But if you would please all make Class 27 feel welcome in the fishbowl.
Representative Kinner.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. All the way from the base of the Bighorn Mountains and our northern border, all the way from Sheridan, I'd like you to meet, ladies and gentlemen of the 63rd, my daughter, Carly, and her husband, David, who were married last summer. So please welcome them. Thank you. I know, yeah.
Representative Walters.
Privilege, please.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery today, we have currently, and we'll see more of them later, currently we have half of Mr. Tedrude and Mrs. Kellick's fifth grade class from Fort Casper Academy in Casper, Wyoming. Please welcome them to the House of Representatives.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends out in the gallery also, I would like to introduce part of Mrs. DeFreeze's fourth grade class from St. Mary's School here in Cheyenne.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, often we have colleagues that return, and we greet them with fondness as they return. Today we have colleagues that return that have supported the work we do. So in the gallery, among all that youth, the youth at heart, would they please stand? Chris, Jean, Daryl, Keith, and Sharon, former staff members who used to serve this body.
Representative Kirkbride.
Privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Some of our good colleagues in the work are county officials, and I have one from my district today, the assessor in the Tenasquam County, Ms. Dixie Huxtable. Way in the back.
Representative Lindholm.
Privilege, Speaker.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not in the fishbowl, but over in the lobby, actually they snuck back into the fishbowl, is a Hewlett High School advanced biology class, and they're here to talk to you about state shrub.
Journal report.
Your journal committee reports that the journal of February 24th, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Steinmetz and Schwartz.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, message number 190. The Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below. Senate File 26, Lapsing of Appropriated Funds-Amendments, Ayes 29, 1 excused, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 191. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did not concur on House amendments to the bill listed below. Senate File 8, Bicycle and Pedestrian Systems Task Force, Ayes 20, noes 9, 1 excused. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
The nurses of the day are Dawn Morgan and Sam Gibbons from Westview Healthcare Center in Sheridan. Please welcome them. Fellow representatives, we're honored to have Wyoming's Adjutant General, Major General Luke Reiner, with us today to recognize the military members sitting in the gallery. Every year, we welcome these brave men and women to the House and thank them for their service and sacrifices. General Reiner, we invite you to say a few words and introduce us to these fine individuals.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Esteemed representatives and staff, thank you very much for allowing me just a couple minutes this morning to address you. The first thing I would say is that on behalf of the 3,000 men and women of the Wyoming Military Department, we absolutely need to thank you for your solid and continuing support. We could ask for no more, and it is so key to our men and women in uniform. I would share with you that in this world of increasing turbulence, that your men and women of the Wyoming Military Department are representing you and the state of Wyoming exceptionally well. Today, we have a little bit over 50 soldiers of the Army National Guard deployed to Afghanistan. That includes members of our medical evacuation unit that fly over the rugged terrain conducting medevac missions, and members of our field artillery battalion who are shooting artillery missions for the first time since the Korean War. What I report to you is that they are decisively engaged and doing well, which is what you might expect. Additionally, we do have more soldiers and about 150 airmen from our Air National Guard deploying just a little bit later this year. Those men and women from your hometowns across the state are training in earnest as they start to focus on their upcoming deployment. And I'd like to introduce you to a couple of those, and they're actually in the back of the room. And today with me is Lieutenant Maria Stoughton, Lieutenant Robert Stetler, Chief Warrant Officer 3 Joe Stanfield, and Senior Airman Tyler Scala. Please join me in thanking these men and women for their selfless service. So thanks. So each one of these individuals will be deploying here in a couple months. And we know that the good Lord will take care of them and bring them safely home. Hey, I'll tell you the other thing is this, is one of the other missions of the Wyoming Guard is deploying within the state. And last year we did send troops out to Lusk, and where they had an opportunity to support state agencies as they were responding to the residents of that town and the surrounding area. And from me to you, the most rewarding mission that we do as a guard is taking care of the residents across the state. And I just share with you that and just know that we take that mission very importantly. Finally, this morning, I'd like to thank you for your support of the Wyoming Cowboy Challenge Academy. Next week actually marks 10 years of operations, and we'll celebrate with a special event held by that agency's foundation. That program has been a positive influence for many young Wyoming lives, and I'm proud of the work of every counselor and mentor in that program who have worked tirelessly to provide guidance to our state's at-risk youths. Some of the cadets are here today in the back taking advantage of a great opportunity to see how their state government works. Please help me recognize them for having the courage to change, which each one of them is demonstrating. Mr. Speaker, members of the House, thank you very much for the time to speak with you this morning and to help me recognize the great men and women of your Wyoming Military Department. So thank you very much.
General Reiner, thank you for joining us and allowing us to honor these outstanding young men and women. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your service to Wyoming and to the nation. And thanks again, General Reiner.
Sure. Thank you.
We're now at that order of business of Senate files on first reading. First Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 96. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 96 from Senator Wasserberger, an act relating to controlled substances.
Senate File 96 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next file for introduction is Senate File 88. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 88 from Senator Bebelt, an act relating to state lands.
Senate File 88 is assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 99. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 99 from Senator Dockstader, an act relating to special districts.
Senate File 99 is assigned to Committee Number 2, Corporations. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 70. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 70 from Senator Burns, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Senate File 70 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 9, Engrossed Railroad Quiet Zones, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation on a due pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Connolly, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Stebson. Those who voted no, Burkhart and Nicholas, signed by Representative Moniz, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 32, Engrossed Alternative School Accountability, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation at a due pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Burkhart, Connolly, Harshman, Moniz, and Stubson, Greer and Nicholas voted no, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 41, Engrossed State-funded capital construction, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that a due pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Burkhart, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, Stubson, Connolly voted no, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 74, State Miners Hospital Board Employees, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation under due pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representative Connolly, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, Stubson, Burkhart voted no, signed by Representative Moniz, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 76, Engrossed Civil Trespass to Collect Data-Amendments, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation at a due pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Burkhart, Connolly, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, and Stubson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred Senate File 24, Supplemental At-Risk Funding for Early Childhood Education, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation at a due pass. Those who voted aye, Representative Freeman, Hunt, Yeagy, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, DeVarinen, Summers, and Throne, signed by Representative Northrop, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred Senate File 81, Engrossed School Capital Construction-Charter School Leases, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that a due pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Freeman, Hunt, Yeagy, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, Pipirina, Summers, and Throne, signed by Representative Northrop, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred Senate File 52, State Shrub, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that a due pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Hunt, Yeagy, Larson, Lindholm, and McKinn, signed by Representative Eklund, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom is referred Senate File 53, the 2016 Large Project Funding, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation and a due pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Hunt, Larson, and McKim. Those who voted no, Representatives Allen, Yeagy, and Lindholm, signed by Representative Eklund, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom was referred to Senate Joint File 4, Labeling for Genetically Engineered Items-2, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation at a due pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Yeagy, Larson, McKim. Those who voted no, Hunt, and Lindholm, signed by Representative Eklund, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred Senate File 43, Engrossed Workforce Investment Act Statutory Reference Amendments, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye. Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom before referred Senate File 61, Occupational Health and Safety Act, Civil Penalties, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye. Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred Senate File 86, Medical Assistance Program Design, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye. Representatives Barlow, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, and Wilson. Those who voted no, Representatives Baldwin, Dayton, and Schwartz, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman.
We're now at that order of business of bills for second reading. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 15. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 15 from Statewide Education, an act relating to the Hathaway Scholarship Program.
Senate File 15, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objections, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 30. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 30 from the Management Council, an act relating to elections.
There is an amendment. Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Let me pinch hit for the good minority floor leader until they find her. What this does on the initiative referendum is encourages or has the Legislative Service Office to provide a template for the Secretary of State. I would move, I'm not sure if I can move it, but let me explain it until the sponsor gets here to move her amendment. But it does allow for the Secretary of State's office to put it on the Secretary of State's webpage for the people who are going to be circulating. I know we've seen in other states, notably the states of the South, where they have citizen-led initiatives or referenda that end up on the statewide ballot and get approved, and then they're basically stuck with them without being able to fix some of the finer points or the unintended consequences of that legislation. And so I think the intent of the amendment is to make sure we don't get in one of those situations and we have some formatting and a responsibility to help the citizens of the state draft powerful legislation that doesn't conflict with our statutes. And with that being said, let me turn it over to the good sponsor of the amendment.
Madam Minority Floor Leader, all you need to do is move it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move a second reading amendment to Senate File 30. Second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 30 and ask for your favorable consideration. I think the good chairman of corporations probably explained it well, Mr. Speaker, but there was some public perception what I thought of as a cleanup bill on the initiative process was interfering with the public's right to bring an initiative. And I thought in particular, the language to make a bill template available for the public on the SOS website was a pretty easy thing to do. So that's the amendment.
Anyone for the first time? Seeing none. We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 30. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 30 is passed. Senate File. It's second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 30. Senate File 30, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objection, is so ordered. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 37. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 37 from Corporations, an act relating to boards and commissions.
There are amendments. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number one to Senate File 37, and will briefly explain it. If you look at page 14 and 15, it just deletes 24-2-101 and the changes we made to that statute in the engrossed bill. What this does is just take YDOT out of it. The idea behind this is that this is the only one we observed yesterday when we went over it in general file that made it more stringent as to political affiliation, and I didn't think that was appropriate, and that's why I brought the amendment, and I urge your support.
Chairman Swanser, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Do consider it a friendly amendment. We did have a lot of discussion on this one. That it was the only instance we were making it more restrictive, and I would ask for your favorable vote.
Question being called. We're voting on second reading amendment number one to Senate File 37. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number one has passed. We're now on second reading amendment number two to Senate File 37. Representative Pelkey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I respectfully move second reading amendment number two for Senate File 37. This would remove the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees from this measure. I think it's self-explanatory, but you know, I'm largely in support of keeping a fairly close ideological and political balance on the Board of Trustees. It's probably one of the more valuable boards to achieve that sort of balance, and I would urge the body to support that amendment.
Chairman Swanser, Dan, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not so friendly on this amendment. I did encourage debate yesterday for anyone who wanted to talk about one of these boards or commissions, but really this one is what started the conversation, and this whole bill was a bill I brought last year about the university board and some other boards and how difficult it is to find certain people in certain geographical places with a political affiliation, and this is arguably one of the most important boards in the entire state, and I think flexibility in this regard is a good thing. And so allowing the chief executive more flexibility to find the best qualified people around the state, regardless of their political party, certainly doesn't stop them from doing what the former speaker just mentioned. It just allows more flexibility in finding the governor's best choice from that geographic district, regardless of the political affiliation. So I'd ask for your no vote.
Further discussion, Speaker Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most difficult one. If this bill solves any problem, this is the problem that it solves. Remember, the University Board of Trustees first are selected by district. Then within that district, it has to go to this political ratio, whatever it's going to be. That has made it extremely difficult for the governor to find qualified people and get them appointed. Then on top of that, there's a de facto third slice that's running on here, which is not in statute, but is one that the chief executive has been very sensitive to, and that is gender. And the fact that he's not satisfied, I don't think anybody's satisfied with the gender mix on the Board of Trustees. So you take slice one, the district, slice two, political parties 50-50, slice three, the gender, it just creates an impossible matrix for some appointments to the Board of Trustees. This would ease that tension just a little bit and give the chief executive a little more flexibility with respect to a selection district where the political mix is not favorable, to make a good selection to the Board of Trustees instead of having to appoint someone that maybe is not as well qualified. And so I speak against this amendment. I hope that you'll vote against it and understand this is really the essence of the problem that this bill is trying to solve, and this amendment would negate that. So on and against the amendment.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. While I appreciate what the good speaker was trying to articulate, this is the wrong, not the amendment, I support the amendment, but the bill is the wrong fix for the problem that he identified. The real problem with the UW board is geography. It is not party affiliation. But the committee chose not to deal with that issue. They just looked at party affiliation. And yes, while last year it was difficult to find solid people in the right part of the state for the UW Board of Trustees, let me point out that the person that was found for one of those difficult areas is the daughter of the man who was just named the Citizen of the West, and she is doing a bang-up job on the Board of Trustees. Not only that, another former member of this party, of this body in the minority party, from a very super majority part of the state, near the Bighorns, trying to be careful here, was also a very distinguished member of the Board of Trustees. So yes, it's difficult, and I'd point out that both of those two people are women. We have worked through this problem, and if it is a problem, it's the districts. It's not the party affiliation. So let's pull out this extremely important board where diversity of all types is necessary because they manage a huge budget, our only four-year institution, and let's look at the real problem with their governance, not this contrived problem. On and for the amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Chairman Zwanitzer, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I think the minority party leader exactly hit on the problem. The two people she mentioned are both from counties that have arguably some good geographic and demographic accessibility and a political party swing. They're from two of the counties that have a robust political party spectrum, where most arguably counties of this state do not. And so when you have to have certain counties allowed to have a party, because there's, you know, of 23 counties, I think we all know maybe six or seven, you would say that we have a strong two-party system, and the rest we do not. And so it forces those counties that do have a strong two-party system in that county, they almost always seem to be the county you have to find the minority member of the board from, which I think is one of the incentives for this bill, to reduce the restrictions we have on which counties always have to put certain political affiliations on the board.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for my second time. Look, it's not that simple. You just can't say, well, look, they did find an acceptable candidate from one district or an acceptable candidate from another district. That's being really disingenuous about what's going on here. And the problem ricochets through. So in order to find that acceptable candidate, who turns out to be a great candidate in one district, then the political mix requires, when you go to the next district, that it cut the other way. And so it's not as simple as saying, well, they managed to find a great candidate from that district, so that's the end of it. What it forces the chief executive's hand on is the selection in the next district, because he always has to maintain that political mix. And so a three-quarter, one-quarter is a much better solution. It increases flexibility, and in my opinion, it will result in better appointments to the Board of Trustees. On and against the amendment.
Representative Pelkey for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Rupp. I think it's important to try and achieve a balance on this board, probably more so than any other. And a three-quarter, one-quarter split may affect the governance of the university, may affect the governance of you know, the only four-year institution in this state, four-year and graduate-level institution in this state. And this provides a degree of stability. We've had governors from the minority party in recent history, you might be careful what you wish for, because we may see an ideological swing to the other end. What I would urge this body to do is to consider the stability in the governance of the university and support this amendment.
We're voting on second reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 37. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Second reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 37 has failed. Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I would move second reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 37 and ask for your favorable consideration. And folks, if you turn to page 6, that's where I'm going to start my discussion. And basically, what I want to do is return it to what the Senate did, and that the Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Fund Board should be a nonpartisan board. We shouldn't have any splits. And if you look at what happens with this board, I'm just going to read from it on page 6. The board shall consist of 9 members appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate, who are residents of Wyoming. The members will be appointed from each appointment district set forth. And so there's appointment districts, and then the board membership shall reflect a broad spectrum of experiences, including wildlife, agriculture, energy, sportsmen, and tourism. So we're putting some filters on there that are the appropriate filters for a Wyoming Trust Fund board, and I don't think we need to involve politics on one side or the other, and I think just the best members that fit those categories should be what occurs. So that's what my amendment would do. Thank you.
Representative Lindholm for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment. I want you guys to, this is the Wildlife Trust Fund, so it is a very political spectrum. We just saw legislation this morning dealing with the Wildlife Trust Fund. And it varies. It's a wide spectrum of different views that happen when you're talking about some of the things that the Wildlife Trust Fund actually does fund. And that's why we decided to move that political split back into it, because it is important that those different type of voices are heard from different ends of the spectrum. And that's essentially my main concern. So please reject the amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Jennings.
Mr. Speaker, on and against this amendment, I think one of the earlier speakers pointed out that the three-quarter to one-quarter is, that's a maximum, not a minimum. So we're not trying to say they can't. We're just saying that this is the maximum. On and against.
Representative Allen.
First time for the second time, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Swanister Dan.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Against the amendment, and just adding that the Standing Committee amendment, it's different than the bill. The Standing Committee amendment put the 75% back on. So if you take off the Standing Committee amendment, it's going to not be partisan whatsoever as the bill reads. But the Standing Committee amendment was 75%, allowing up to 6 people from the same political party.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Allen.
There. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a large sum of money in this trust fund, and I think that we owe it to the people of the state. This trust fund is inviolate, and I think we need to safeguard that amount of money and serve the public interest in terms of a political mix. And so this, in my opinion, I'm on and against the amendment, excuse me. And I would say that having the political mix in there adds one more layer of protection for that trust. And so I would urge you to reject the amendment. Thank you.
Anyone else for the second time before the sponsor? Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. And once again, it's already stratified by interest groups, and I think that's the appropriate stratification and regional stratification for this board. Thank you.
We're voting on second reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 37. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 37 has failed. Senate File 37, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 38. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 38 from Corporations, an act relating to administration of government.
Senate File 38, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 40. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 40 from Appropriations, an act relating to abandoned mine land funds.
There are amendments.
Right here.
Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 40 and ask for your favorable considerations. Friends, this is just a technical correction, a typo, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone for their first time? Representative Burkhart.
This is a friendly amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone else for their first time? We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 40. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 1 has passed. Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number 2 to House or Senate File 40 and ask for your favorable consideration. And members, I just sent you an email probably 10 minutes ago that has some information about this. We discussed this a little bit last year, but in the last year, a number of things have changed since we discussed this issue. One being that this state is receiving a quarter of $1 billion money back from the federal government that's AML money. So as you'll remember, this has to do with the Bitter Creek Project. And I want to give you just a brief history, if you'll bear with me, about why I'm bringing this amendment and the need for it. So back in 1924, there was a flood that flooded the Union Pacific coal mines in Rock Springs. So in 1925, UP, along with the city and UP Coal, which were two separate entities at the time, decided that they were going to reroute Bitter Creek away from their mines to avoid flooding in the future. So they took a drag line, and there's a couple pictures out there that I can show you. They took a drag line and rerouted the creek through Rock Springs. Once they did that, it prevented some of the flooding, but one of the other changes that's happened in the last year is we had 2 days of pretty dramatic rainfall in Rock Springs this last summer. I think it was July 7th or 6th and 7th. It was right around the time that the president had declared a natural disaster for Lusk. So I had a number of people contacting me wondering why Lusk was getting this natural disaster money in this declaration, yet Rock Springs was being left behind. And I had to explain to them that the incidents were two separate incidents. And, you know, if we were to qualify for that money in that declaration, it would come at a later time. I'm a realtor, and I can attest to the fact that we had some major floodwaters. And in your email, you'll see some of the pictures from one of the days. We had 1 inch of rain come down on two separate days in less than 20 minutes, and it was pretty dramatic. People from all over the area were, including Green River and Rock Springs, were experiencing floodwaters that they really hadn't seen in probably 2 decades. You know, I had a listing in our office there, and that listing was a foreclosure, so it was bank owned. And I went into that listing in November, and there was still a foot of mud, wet mud, in the basement of that property. So it happened on hills, it happened on flat grounds, it happened in the downtown, it happened to our newspaper, it happened in Rock Springs and Green River, it happened near the Bitter Creek, and it happened away from the Bitter Creek. We had some major dramatic flooding. So this reconstruction may not have prevented some of it, but it sure would have prevented a lot of it. The other thing that I'd like to mention is that we have these monies, and I'll just walk you through the amendment briefly. If you have it. So what we're doing is we're taking the money for the project, which is the $2.95 million for the design of segments 2, 3, and 4, and the $4.2 million for the completion construction of segment 1 out of the reclamation dollars. So that reclamation money, it's not going to interrupt the transfer of these funds through the Department of Transportation, the $162 million, is not going to interrupt that at all. These reclamation money is actually money that goes through the DEQ. So just so you're aware, the prior balance of reclamation money, the difference, this 160 or the 162 or the 165 that we're trying to transfer with the Department of Transportation is prior balance money. And that works a little bit differently than the reclamation money. The reclamation money actually goes through the DEQ, and then the DEQ decides whether your project's worthy or not, and basically from there they'll put you on their list, and they have a priority list. And I understand this isn't going to affect a lot of those projects, and last year when I ran the amendment, I was taking money specifically from one project and re-diverting it to this project. That's not what we're doing this time. We're just taking money of this reclamation money that we didn't really even know that we were going to get, and we're going to utilize it for this project. So I guess part of my reason for bringing this is that I feel that it's a policy decision. We as a legislature are duly elected. There's 60 of us in there. We represent everybody in the whole state. We all have a voice. Do we want to decide how we spend this money, or do we want an unelected bureaucrat in a department deciding how we spend the money? The money's going to be spent regardless. So it's not a matter of being conservative or tightening your belt or rainy day or anything like that. The money's going to be spent. So do we want to decide how we're going to spend it, or do we want an unelected bureaucrat deciding how they're going to spend it? So one more thing before I let others comment is I had a number of people come up to me afterwards, after the vote last time, and say, you know, I really should have supported your project. It's a good project. It's what the money's for. It's what we should be doing with the money. And so I just want to give us another opportunity to have the discussion.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm for this amendment. I was one that wasn't supporting this last year when the good representative brought it. But at one of our outings last night, had a bunch of people ask me, what are we doing with the AML money? And I said, well, there's a lot of things that we're doing with it. Right now we're giving it to YDOT, and it'll be used on projects, and then it comes back. But they were saying, isn't this money for the reclamation of AML projects? And if you'll remember, Rock Springs had the dynamic compaction and a lot of problems there. And man, did we have a lot of trouble getting any of this AML money to help what AML money was supposed to be used for. I think they did get some assistance there on that project, but this project, the Bitter Creek project, I happened to be in Rock Springs the day that the representative was talking about, and one of the...
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I what just a quick reminder that we don't want to use community names, and we've said it a few times, and so... let's just keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you for that reminder, Mr. Speaker. If it's in the amendment, can you say it? It's in the amendment. Oh, okay.
Listen to my majority. You can do it without mentioning the name. It's not that hard.
Okay.
Please proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Anyway, I was there, and there was a notice sent out from the emergency law enforcement to those folks that were located along this creek to please move all your businesses away because they had a very good chance of being flooded. So this was tried last year, and I wasn't really aware or the need, but now I am. And I think this is what this money should be used for, and I think this is one thing we could consider in there. So I am in favor of this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of this amendment. My current employer did a pretty horrible job when they were mining that coal for the steam engines. I hope I don't get fired for that saying that, but it's a mess. That creek is a mess, and it's flooded that town we all know that's in the amendment that we shouldn't say, and that creek runs right into the river that I live in that community. You should have seen how high the water was on that. It was a catastrophic 100-year rainstorm that happened. But that channel of that creek that runs through that town that's in the amendment has so been altered because of the mines that were there. And I remind everyone what AML stands for, Abandoned Mine Lands. Sweetwater County, you could probably spend all of that there, actually. The outlying communities, the city itself, there are issues. We have sinkholes, new ones popping up every year. We find, because when they did those mines, they didn't do a very good job of graphing out where the mine tunnels went. But the key thing is that city has got their ducks in a row. It's ready to go. And let's spend the AML money where it should be spent on AML projects. Thank you. Please support.
Representative Dayton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On and for the amendment. This creek and city that we're talking about is in my district. And last July, it was very frightening to see water come up to the door handles of vehicles trying to navigate down streets, to see local businesses and homes flooded. And if you've never had to dig a foot of muck out of your home, you're very fortunate. But for many of these people, they're senior citizens on fixed incomes. They have to have a special insurance if their home is still mortgaged. So I plead with you that AML funding is supposed to be used for controlling flooding and eliminating the potential for further damage. These areas, to my way of thinking, are disasters, and this needs to be done. Please pass this amendment.
Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is more of a question that I have for the bringer of the amendment. When the bill was explained, there were funds set aside for this city, and I understand the problems with houses sinking into mine shafts and whatnot in that city. My question is, if this money's directed to the creek restoration, does it interfere at all with that other reclamation that was spoken of? Thank you.
Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple things about this. I may have misunderstood the bill, the amendment sponsor, but where this money is coming from is on page 2, line 22 and 23. It's not prior balance money. This is the money that goes to the Department of Environmental Quality for abandoned mine reclamation. This is not prior money that's just thrown out there to pay back what they owe us. So I just want to be clear on that. And that money should be used for mine reclamation. That money goes to DEQ. DEQ is the one responsible for coming up with these projects. And in fact, if we don't use it for reclamation, we may in some way jeopardize that money.
What we're doing in this amendment is specifying how DEQ will spend money without going through the proper channels and procedures they have. We're telling them to spend the money in a specific area for a specific thing that I will tell you is not mine reclamation. Department of Environmental Quality has looked at this project several times. We've considered it in here several times. This is not abandoned mine land reclamation. This is rerouting a creek and putting a dog park in. It was in the plans that came up before. And that they've looked at it and said the creek is not mine reclamation, it's something else, and they can't spend the money for it. And they've denied the request several times. So that's the nuts of this. If you want to just designate money for something out of this, jeopardize future payments potentially, fine. But if you want to use it for what it was designed for, and we've all had this thought of, you know, in fact, we heard a speaker yesterday who talked about bankruptcy and what happens to these mines. You may want to leave the money where it's at because it might really be needed for that, rather than for a green space and a park and all of that, that the agency charged with this is not saying is abandoned mine land. It's due to rerouting the creek, but it's not due to mining. You're looking at what's the probable cause of this. How far can you go back? You know, the old, well, butterfly flapped its wings 100 years ago, and now we have this problem. This is kind of the same thing. So I would tell you, I would reject this amendment strongly. We could be creating some real problems here.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to follow up. The last speaker is right on point. And so our coal mines pay a tax per ton of coal. It goes to the federal government, and then they reimburse a portion of that back to us because we are a certified state, because we are on top of our reclamation. We're taking care of our lands. A couple of years ago, a senator from the state north of us had passed a bill with the Transportation Act that was done at 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. And in that bill, what happened is they restricted the amount of this tax that would come back to the state of Wyoming to $15 million. Now, Wyoming gets somewhere between 45 and 50 under the normal formula. So the new legislation that came that took our prior balance dollars back to us also went back on those couple of years and got what I would call the prior balance in lieu dollars. That is, those dollars that we should have received, but for the fact we were limited to $15 million. And so that's where you're seeing these dollars. So these dollars go and have to go first to coal mine reclamation, and then second to non-coal mine reclamation. Okay, so we're getting these dollars that you're seeing here, plus we're getting a sum each year, that 45 to 50. Hopefully we can fix a few things in this country and get that dollar amount up by mining more coal. What they do with those dollars, again, is they have to go and do the coal reclamation, then the non-coal reclamation. And once those projects that are identified by the department are completed, okay, then there's another process. And so let me tell you, the inventory right now is about 172 million of the projects that are out there, coal and non-coal, to get done. And once those projects get done, we're still going to receive that refund. And then the way the regulations work is then those dollars that come in go to the Office of State Lands and Investments for them to use for projects. So while this is a great project, it doesn't fit into those categories for what the funds are supposed to be used for, but there is definitely a point in time where these funds may be available for projects such as this one. So I would ask, I rise in opposition to the amendment.
Chairman Swanson or Dan?
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Just a question, because from the last five speakers, there's some major thing I don't understand, because we're giving $162 million to the highway fund for highway projects. So I guess my question for everyone is, why doesn't the amendment try to take the money out of the highway fund for highway projects if we're saying this is a road issue, not an AM abandoned mine land issue. But we are giving money to highway projects, so it's not all going to abandoned mine lands, and it's going to 8 different categories as I look through the bill. And so if anybody could address any of those, because you assumably can amend this bill anywhere and take money from any of these pots in my mind, why the sponsor isn't trying to take it out of the highway thing and trying to take it out of the DEQ and earmark it there. So that would be the question for him. But the question for appropriations is we're giving money a lot of places, and all I've heard is this doesn't hit AML or abandoned mine lands, but this bill is a little broader than just mine lands when I look through all of the tags in it.
Anyone else for the first time? Chairman Horseman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the good bringer of the amendment, and it's important we all understand this. Appreciate him bringing it. I mean, that's what we were elected to do is, you know, come down here and represent our people and try to do those things for what's right for our hometown. I mean, that's part of the deal, but then also the greater good of what's, you know, what's right for Wyoming and the purpose of this. So I think the previous speaker talked about when these reclamation dollars are finished up in a couple of years, there's estimated there's going to be a little money left at the end, about this amount, actually, that the legislature or the SLIP board could then designate to these community-type projects. We've done that in the past. Years ago, I think we built the high school in Gillette and the hospital and high school in the located in the Thunder Basin land and the hospital, I think, in the town on I-25, I-90 kind of thing. I don't know. Try to do that right. So, I mean, and the AML provisions allow for that. What this does, though, this is part of what the legislature does. You know, we're just seeing the water bill come through our committee, and the commission didn't put a project in, but the select committee did. And now we got a member today that wants to go back, and he'll argue that the commission, you know, go honor the commission's work and the people who work this daily and disregard the select committee. And this argument is just the opposite. I mean, disregard what the professionals do in the ranking priority lists, and let's just as lawmakers insert our own priority. And so those are the inconsistencies that we all deal with, and we all get on each side of these issues. But I do appreciate that this amendment was corrected to not take it out of the prior balance funds. I think we all realize how precarious and how time sensitive and how we want to designate those, and appropriately so, to our minerally impacted roads across the state. That's where those dollars are going. Make no mistake, and please don't add any confusion. And I'll just add that Wyoming has been in full compliance with every AML dollar it has ever spent, full compliance. And so please don't suggest that we're somehow moving money and doing all these things have been fully vetted and fully approved by the Office of Surface Mining. So I'm going to vote no. I appreciate him bringing it. You know, when I was in his community last year chasing a basketball team, I drove around and I checked out this creek and looked at all the video on the internet and showing salmon and all these things in the creek and all these issues. But all of our communities have these flood issues and have these, you know, the people in Lusk had an issue last spring. And so there's a lot of ways to deal with this. So appreciate the bringer, but I'm going to vote no on this. Thank you.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have to gently push back on those last comments. First of all, there are multi-layered issues here. I think the first question is, let's just set aside the question of where the money is coming from. Everything in the largest county in our state is mining related, just as it is in northeastern Wyoming. The difference and the real problem is that most of the mining in the land of the Sweetwater was done in an era when we didn't have appropriate safeguards and bad things have occurred as a result, such as the creek now flooding because it was moved for an historic mine. So let's get back and not confuse ourselves. This is a mining impacted project, exactly what AML was intended to cover, but perhaps it doesn't meet DEQ's stringent criteria. That's the second part. I'm not incredibly wild about where the money is coming from, but there's a lot of money in this bill. There are the reversions we talked about yesterday that are going to some capital construction project somewhere down the road, instead of, I might add, to a community that has been harmed by historic mining practices. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a remedy for an historic mining practice that has caused long-term damage to one of our most populous cities in the state. So as a policy matter, that's exactly where AML money should be going. Maybe not from this particular pot of money, but there's a whole bunch of money in the AML bill, and I think what I'm going to do and commit to doing is I will support this amendment because I feel so strongly about the policy purpose, and then we can fix where the money comes from later. So on and for the amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for the second time before the sponsor? Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's lots of towns that have flooding. You know, the good chairman is absolutely right. But there's not a lot of towns that the flooding is a direct result of mining practices from the 20s, 30s. That creek was rerouted by the owners of that mine to not go in the mine. It was moved. This is a direct result of mining. AML money should be used for that. And I'm glad that we're so concerned to where AML funding is going now, because in past sessions we kind of really didn't seem that concerned about it. But now that we got this pot of money back, we're going to be concerned about it now. This is an AML project. Maybe it doesn't meet their definitions, the agency that is doing this, but I think they're wrong, actually, and we've had discussions with them, and hopefully this is in the hopper, and maybe we can get the money from somewhere else. But I say, please, let's support this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a few reminders. The Department of Environmental Quality is charged with reviewing these applications, deciding on whether or not they meet the requirements. Now, this is one where this particular project doesn't meet those requirements. Now, we can argue whether they're right or wrong, but I'm not sure many of us in here have the engineering background to make those decisions. We delegate that authority as we do with many other things. So I would say stay with the program. You can apply for these monies and see where it goes. I can see an abandoned mine from my backyard. Do I want money to take care of it? Right now, no, even though I do have some of it in my yard. It washes down once in a while. Not a coal mine, different kind of mine. And I think in all of our communities, we can look around and see numerous abandoned mines that date back 100 years or more that will need this money to clean up and fix. And I can probably show you half a dozen of them. So I would rely on the Department of our department that does this work to do what they do best, which is to make these decisions and correct this. And in the future, we're probably going to need this money for some other things other than a nice park. On and against the amendment.
Anyone else for the second time before the sponsor? Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want everybody to be clear that I am not questioning the analysis of the agency I used to represent. You will almost never hear me do that on this floor. But that is not the point of the amendment. The point of the amendment is to get a city money for historic damage or damage caused by historic mining. That's really the point. We've got another reading to maybe get the money from the right place. But to suggest that somehow this county, with all of its historic mining issues, isn't in a different category than really every other county in the state. Because in my native county in the Northeast, there are pretty strict regulations in place now. But that was not true when this event occurred in the 20s. So let's not get hung up on whether the regulatory agency did the right thing or the wrong thing or whether we're interfering with their expertise. That's not what this is about. And so I just want to reiterate again, please don't confuse the issue. We need to use AML money first to remedy historic mining contamination issues. Thank you.
Chairman Horstman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to be really clear. I think the amendment absolutely goes after the right pot of money, of AML dollars, the reclamation dollars. So the bringer, and that's why he brought the corrected copy, and I really appreciate him doing that. He does not go after the in-lieu dollars. Okay, and that's the dollars that are going to our minerally impacted roads. So just so everybody is clear on that, I think he is absolutely in the right area with the reclamation dollars. And he's made a great case, but I'm still going to vote no. And if it passes, I'm not going to lose any sleep. Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone else for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, and I just want to correct my chairman. The in-lieu dollars are the coal and non-coal reclamation dollars. The prior balance dollars were the recaptured from prior years, just so we got the term correct. So the prior balance dollars are the ones that are going to minerally impacted roads. The in lieu are the reclamation dollars. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone else for their second time? Representative Yegi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just think I heard the good chairman appropriations say we've never spent AML money on anything that didn't meet those qualifications. I'm not sure that is entirely right. So as we're looking at this, and the money aside, and the good speaker just said, we are taking this money from the right place and putting it for an AML reclamation project, which the money was for. And I think they're the criteria, the priorities that are set by DEQ for these projects are, well, there must be some criteria, but I've looked at the criteria and I'm looking and thinking it fits. So I'm like one of the previous speakers. I think this fits and does qualify for some remediation. It isn't just a nice little creek meandering through this city, and we want to make a dog park. That didn't sit very well. It is kind of brown, brackish water leaching out of these mines. It's not quite the way it's being presented, so just wanted to say that. I think this does fit, and I think the bringer of the amendment has some of that information. Thank you.
Anyone else for the second time before the sponsor? Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I do appreciate the discussion, and I think it's been pretty lively and very civil, and I appreciate that. We do have disagreements. We have disagreements within ourselves and agencies all the time, just like one of the previous speakers. I look at the criteria, and the criteria is very broad, and the terms that they use, I don't know that they've been defined in court cases or legislation, physical hazard, human health hazard, those type of terms. I mean, to me, we have one person in this agency who continues to deny the project, and I disagree with him. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's doing it maliciously or anything like that. I disagree with him. I think the terms environmental hazard, those type of things, I think that if we go back and we look at statute, a lot of those things aren't really defined very well and very specifically. And regardless, no matter what we do, I do want to touch on one thing just briefly, this idea of this application, and it was brought up the last time, and it gave me a little bit of heartburn because there is no application. The city's looked at this. We've looked at whether or not we need to formally apply, and the department has told us a number of times there is no formal application. You just make us aware of a project, and we either put you on our list or we don't. If there was a formal application process, then there'd be a formal way to go back and appeal that process. But what we have is we have one person in the department saying that this doesn't fit our criteria of health hazard or environmental hazard or those type of things. I guess I just want to push back briefly on that. And I wish when the chairman was in my community, I wish he would have called me, because I think that I probably have a little bit of information about this creek and the areas that we really have issues that I could have gone around and shown him. It's really difficult to just look on a map. You really have to be on the ground. It's one of those things where you have to see the topography. You have to go and take a look at where the creek actually was flowing beforehand and where it was rerouted and look at some of the historical value of just actually being on the ground. And I just want to push back on one other thing. I think D.C. and the federal government and those back in Washington, they're going to be after these funds regardless. So to come out with what I think is a scare tactic and say, well, they're going to take our money if we use it on this program and this project, I don't think that's very, very, very true. I think they're going to try to take our money regardless. They're going to come after, their eyes are on it, and they're going to come after it regardless. So whether we use it for this project or whether we use it for roads or whether we use it to reclaim a mine or from a coal company that's gone bankrupt, it doesn't matter. They're going to look at it and they're going to say, there's a big pot of money and we need to balance our budget and go after it. I think this is a valid project. I think it's a worthy project. I don't think that there's any issues with us losing money if we put money directly towards it. I'd appreciate your support. I think it's the fact of we're 60 elected officials, we're duly elected to represent our people, and we've got one person in a bureaucratic department saying that it doesn't qualify because it's not an environmental hazard or it's not a health hazard. And those terms, I'd love to see those defined. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Aye for the amendment.
We're voting on second reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 40. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Chairs in doubt, all in favor, please stand. Second reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 40 has passed. Senate File 40 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Representative Winters.
Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
Mr. Speaker, it was a privilege to be able to even discuss AML funding at all, and that happened because of a lot of hard work back in Washington, D.C., because these funds could have easily been lost to us. And one of the individuals that has been really key in that battle back in D.C. is Representative Lummis's D.C. Chief of Staff, Mr. Landon Stropko, who is from Thermopolis, which where I'm living right now. And he is standing in the back, and I would ask you to stand and welcome him to the chamber.
Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
Friends, in the fishbowl, we have one of our wonderful county commissioners from Teton County, Paul Vogelheim.
The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 42. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 42 from Corporations, an act relating to professions and occupations.
Senate File 42, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objections, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 45. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 45 from Labor, an act relating to rural health care districts.
Senate File 45, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objections, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 57. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 57 from Labor, an act relating to public health and safety.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to ask that we withdraw second reading amendment to Senate File 57. We'll try and get the problem corrected for third reading.
Second reading amendment number one to Senate File 57 has been withdrawn. Senate File 57, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objections, so ordered. We're now in that order of business of bills on third and final reading. The first bill for our... Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the consent third reading consent list consisting of the following bills, Senate File 10, 11, 19, 21, 29, and 36.
Does anyone wish to have any bills removed from the consent list? The reading clerk will read the bills.
Senate File 10 from Senator Perkins, an act relating to civil procedure, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 11, an act from Transportation, an act relating to the Military Department, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 19 from Revenue, an act relating to public funds, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 21 from Revenue, an act relating to mine product taxes, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 29 from the Management Council, an act relating to administration of government, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 36, for corporations, an act relating to limited liability companies, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Baldwin. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman excused, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, aye. Yagi, aye. Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, aye. Kirkbride, aye. Croker, aye. Crone, aye. Larson Lloyd, aye. Larson Dan, aye. Lindholm, aye. Lockhart, aye. Lauchs, aye. Madden, aye. McKim, aye. Miller, aye. Moniz, aye. Nicholas, aye. Northrup, aye. Paxton, aye. Pelkey, aye. Petroff, Piperinen, aye. Pinnell, aye. Reeder, aye. Schwartz, aye. Summers, Steinmetz, aye. Stubson, aye. Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59-I, 1 excused. As to Senate File 10, are there any changes? Stubson, aye. To no. Madden, aye. To no. Kirkbride, aye. To no. Larson Dan, aye. To no. Walters, aye. To no. Are there any other changes? Swanitzer Dan, aye. To no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 6 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 11, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Yagi, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 noes, 1 excused. As to Senate File 19, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 21, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 29, are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Piperinen, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 36, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate Files 10, 11, 19, 21, 29, and 36 have passed the House. The next order of business for our consideration is bills on third reading regular list. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 47. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 47 from Judiciary, an act relating to criminal history records. Be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 47, and just a quick explanation. First of all, on the first line on page 2, line 18, some of these cases will happen in juvenile court, so this just makes it more clear that it could either be a district court or a juvenile court. Oftentimes it's the same judge sitting in different capacities, but that just is a pretty good cleanup of the existing bill. The remainder of the amendment addresses one issue, and that the issue was there was some concern on the committee that these high-risk offenders, while still being a juvenile, could be placed on the Internet. And basically what this amendment does is it would not allow that to happen. It would allow them to be to have folks notified, schools notified, and in accordance with the statute, but not be on, literally have a juvenile on the Internet. So I believe the committee believes these are good amendments to make the bill stronger. With that, I would request your aye vote on the amendment. Thank you.
Chairman Miller, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We set this bill back yesterday so we could get these amendments straight, so please vote aye.
Anyone else for the first time? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 47. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 47 has passed. Senate File 47, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, excused, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 47, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 47 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 103. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 103 from Senator Ross, an act relating to administration of government, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Senate File 103, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, excused, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 18 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 103, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 103 has passed the House. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole to consider the following bills on general file: Senate File 4, 34, 89, 33, 28, 44, 91, 23, 31, 90, 65, and 75.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Representative Larson Lloyd.
Mr. Speaker, could I refer some bills?
Chairman Harvey, re-refer away.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I would like to re-refer Senate File 86 and Senate File 58 to your committee, number 2, Appropriations.
Without objection, Senate Files 86 and 58 are re-referred to committee number 2, Appropriations. Chairman Harvey, I'm told you'll have to re-refer 58 later because we don't have the report read in yet.
Okay. Thank you. We good to go, Patty?
kind of. Committee of the Whole will come to do something here. The Committee of the Whole will please come to order. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 4. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 4 from Transportation, an act relating to the Military Department, amending the purpose section of the Military Service Relief Act to specify its application to uniformed services of all states, amending definitions accordingly, amending military leave of absence provisions to specify applications to members of the National Guards in other states, and providing for an effective date.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman's Wanitzer, there you are.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File Number 4 do pass. There are no amendments, and for the explanation and floor management of the bill, I will turn it over to the representative from House District 39.
Representative Blake, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What a great time to bring this Senate File 4, the day the military was all here this morning. Senate File 4, there's a handout in your box. It shouldn't be too deep. It says Senate File 4 on top of it if you want to follow along. What this does, right now, federal law has reemployment protections for our residents called to federal duty. Wyoming law has similar reemployment protections for our residents called to state military duty with a Wyoming-based guard or reserve unit. But where the gap exists is we have Wyoming residents that may be a member of the South, to the state to the south of us, or to the east of us, or north. And on the very back page, it shows a map that, let me find it here. There's several states that are working on this same bill, one's to the east of us there. The north ones already have it.
Oh, that's all right, we got it.
So a person who gets called to the state south of us to military service, there's no protection that his employer has to protect his job when he comes back. So that's the gap we're trying to cover here. In the bill, we just added uniform services to a few places, and then we changed it to of any state. And I would stand for any questions on this bill. I ask you to pass it.
Any questions?
No questions. I call for the question.
Question? Please.
Question.
Thank you. Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Zwanitzer's motion that when Committee of the Whole arise, that when the Committee of the Whole arises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File 4 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Senate File 4 pass the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 34 for an explanation of the bill. We'll turn the time to Representative Reading Clerk. Where you been?
What are you doing?
Jeez. The Reading Clerk will read the bill.
Thank you. Senate File 34 from Corporations, an act relating to fiduciaries, providing fiduciaries access to electronic records of a user of an electronic communication service specifying procedures for disclosure of electronic records, imposing duties on fiduciaries and custodians of electronic records, specifying applicability, providing definitions, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, in Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 34 engrossed, respectfully report saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, Dan Zwanitzer, no from Representative Gay, signed by Representative Dan Zwanitzer, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Chairman Zwanitzer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it do so with a recommendation that Senate File 34 do pass. I would further move the Standing Committee amendment. And I will turn over the explanation of the bill and the amendment to the legislator who's number one in your hearts and the legislator who has two number ones in their district. And I think the two number one legislator is going to go first.
Madam Majority Leader Throne, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you just promoted me again, maybe, but I don't know. I'm not sure I'm hearing very well today.
Minority.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill is another product of the two-year work of the Digital Privacy Task Force, and then it was then again reviewed by your good committee number 7 in the interim, and hence is a committee bill. The purpose of this bill, I'll just give you a quick overview, and then I'll explain the standing committee amendment. Right now, there is no law on our books that deals with the digital assets when someone dies. So if you have a family member who dies and you want access, say, to photos they have stored in the cloud, there's no provision in Wyoming law for how that could happen. And so what this bill does, through what has been a hard wrought compromise at the national level between the internet companies and this group of attorneys called the this commission of attorneys that meets nationwide to develop uniform laws. They've been working for a couple of years to develop a uniform law that everyone could agree with. And finally, this past summer, they did. So our task force reviewed it. We reviewed it with attorneys in the field and felt like it was important to get it into Wyoming law so that our citizens would have a tool to use in that unfortunate situation where someone dies and they need access to their electronic digital assets. So all the amendment does is it removes some language about distributee that was added by the Senate and was inconsistent with the objectives of the uniform law. And so did a little consultation and decided that we could take this language out now. And if for some reason it needs to be, it's an issue that needs to be addressed, we can look at it in the future. And so I would be happy to answer any questions about the Standing Committee Amendment. Thank you.
Do we have any comments or questions on the Standing Committee Amendment number 1? Question having been called, all those in favor of the House Standing Committee number 1 for Senate File 34, please say aye. Those opposed? The Standing Committee Amendment number 1 has been adopted. We're back on the bill, Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did put a handout in your boxes, a short explanation, again, from this National Law Commission. And again, it's important for everybody to understand this is like a voluntary organization of attorneys. We have 3 commissioners from Wyoming, an attorney from the northern part of the state, an attorney from, I believe, southwest Wyoming, and then our most recently appointed Supreme Court Justice also is a delegate to this group. So they get together, they hash out these problems, and they come up with a law that they feel can work nationwide. And then, as we did earlier this session, each individual state can adopt the law. So the reasons why this law is important is it gives the users of the digital assets more ability to control what they want to happen with their assets if they pass away. They can use an online tool if their internet provider provides for it. If they choose not to do that, whatever their estate planning document is will control. Again, because it's a national law, obviously the internet companies are not just national, they're global. It provides uniformity. And also digital assets, it's not like they're in the state of Wyoming. The cloud is wherever the cloud is, in the sky usually, but you know what I mean, in the clouds. So again, it's important to have a law in every jurisdiction so that when people pass away, you have a tool in place to deal with this. It also protects the privacy interests of the internet user, and that's why we have the emphasis is placed on somebody in a fiduciary responsibility to the user. I mean, it might be that when I die, I don't want certain things, to be accessible to whoever takes care of my estate when I'm done. So it also protects the privacy of the user. It includes four types of fiduciaries, including executors, agents under a power of attorney, conservators, and trustees. And it also is compatible with federal law because, as you might imagine, there are a lot of federal laws that control the digital world. That's an overview. I'd be happy to answer any specific questions.
Thank you. Questions on the bill? Concerns? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Zwanzer's motion that when the Committee of the Whole arise to report it, do so with recommendation that Senate File 34 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Senate File 34 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. Those who agree with the good majority floor leader, say aye.
Aye.
We're from Lander. Representative Bartle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor. So, ladies and gentlemen, several of the committees have noontime meetings that are generally not scheduled for now. So there is some lunch out in the break area. Some lunch should be hot and ready to go for those that have committee. If you would grab your lunches and go to committee, and then the rest, if there's leftovers, they're free for the rest of you.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Kasparit.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the annual American Legislative Exchange Council reception. It'll be held at the historic Nagel Warren Mansion. And we know there's a lot of things on the docket tonight that are important and people want to get to. So we're opening the doors at 5:30 so people can stop by, visit, and move on to some of the other events of the evening. So please stop by.
Chairman Zwanzer Dan.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, Political Subdivisions, will meet in about 10 minutes after we get the food so graciously provided by Representative Barlow in House 37 to discuss Senate File 95, iConsumer Protection, Senate File 100, Special District EMS, and Senate File 99, Emergency Medical Services.
Thank you. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Revenue Committee Committee number 3 is going to meet on Monday at 8 o'clock in room 36 to discuss interim topics. That means if anybody in here has interim topics they'd like to have put on my docket to come and see me sometime over on the right-hand side. Also, we have no meeting tomorrow.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a reminder to CSG, the Legislative Academy alumni, that there is a lunch down in L54 over the lunch hour.
Chairman, the big guy, Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Appropriations Committee number 2 will meet in about 15 minutes. To consider Senate File 92 and Gross State Construction Department and Senate File 102 Federal Funds Distribution. And then at some point after that, approximately 1 p.m., we will continue our joint conference discussions on House Bill 1.
Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will be meeting tomorrow morning, Friday, February 26th at 8 a.m. in room H38 to consider Senate File 88, State Lands Within Grand Teton National Park.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number one, Judiciary, will meet in H-38 in 5 minutes to consider Senate File 50 in gross, Senate File 6, and Senate File 96 in gross.
Vice Chairman Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number eight, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, will meet today, 10 minutes after adjournment, in H-37 to consider the following files: Senate File 72, 70 miles per hour, speed limit, state highways, and Senate File 70, engrossed off-road recreational vehicles.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet in 10 minutes in a new room, H-36, to hear Senate File 60 and Senate File 73, both of those engrossed.
See, is there anybody else? Chairman Northrop.
Why, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee, Education number 4, will meet Friday at noon recess to discuss three bills: Senate File 14, Student Privacy Data; Senate File 94, Payment for Educational Services; and Senate File 97, Student and School Safety.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Committee of the Whole will sit again at 2 o'clock.